date, let him become tor. But v'yena seiser as a kaidmin. But you should know it's not seiser days he counted before. Umaschol umayne miyad. He could continue on counting right away. In other words, the days that the Nazir is tameh, these type of tumas here, those days are not included in his Naziris. He can't use those days for his Naziris. But it's just like, you know, stalemate. See, let's say he first counted 15 days. Then he went over Beis HaPras. So he becomes tummy now for 7 days. The next 7 days are not included, but he didn't lose the first 15. So as soon as it becomes Tohor, that they sprinkle the 3rd and 7th day, and he goes to the mikvah, so on the 7th day, miyad, he can start counting further after on the 7th day. That's like the 16th day. The korban ain loy. But this nazir does not have to bring a korban. A nazir only brings a korban on the tumah that he soiser. That was like the Mishnah before. When you come in contact with a real mace, or with a chatzi kav, or the chatzi dam, or chatzi a lug of dam. But only revias adam, that's our Mishnah, that true, you become tamei, but it's not soiser. And you don't have to bring a korban. Now, b'yemes amru, really it was said, Mizis Dalokha really, that Hazov Viazova. If a Nazir became a Zavra Zavra, she was a Nazira. Viyemehas Geroi. Viyemehas Geroi means when you first show Mitzaira. It means the first time when you first become a Mitzaira, when you see a Negi, you see a fleck on your body, and we're not sure if it's Tommy or not. So what we do is we put you away for 7 days, that the Kayan checks it out to see if it's going to grow or not. That's called Yemehas Geroi. Is Hare Elo Oilunloi. These days are even better than before, where you were pronounced to be a Mitzayra, and the last days when you become Tor. Because those days, true, it's not Saisam, but it doesn't help for the Naziris. Those days are only stalemate, you can't use them. But over here, when you're not a Mitzayra yet, they're only putting you away to test you to see if it will be a Mitzaras or not. That's called Yemehas Gera, when they lock you up to see if it will become Tommy or not. That tumor is less, that it's even oila for your Naziris. Like those 7 days that they lock you up, if it comes out at the end that you were tor, so those 7 days are included in your Naziris. The same thing if you're a Zav or a Zava, while you're a Nazir, the days that you're a Zav, even though you have tumor on you, it's still oila for Naziris. Those days are included. And whenever you finish your 30 days, you finish them. Now the Gemara explains, V'yeluei ma'stichachos. What's this tumor of stichachos? That our Mishnah says, even though you become Tomei, but still a Nazir is not Megaleich, he doesn't have to take a haircut and start over again. What is Sichchos? Something's covering you, like a Schach, like covering you. It means Elon HaMesech Al Horetz. You have a tree that's going over the ground. So Tosis says, the third Tosis here, Elon HaMesech Al Horetz, the Perek Dama Nida, the Gemara Nida says, Oma, to Midiraisa Lav Oil Mialia, Midiraisa, this tree, that the branches that are going over a mace is not a real oil. The branches of the tree, like each leaf, is less than a tefach wide, and they're spread aside. So there's no real oil. To have a shame oil, it has to be at least a tefach wide over the mace. So really, each leaf here is less than a tefach. Is afki bevadei kezayis min a mace tachas achas min, even though for sure the mace is under one of them, it's only a tumah the rabbanon. So therefore, since you only become tummy with the rabbanon, because midiraisa, it's not a real oil here, it's not a tefach wide. Therefore, since the tumah is only with the rabbanon, this nazir does not have to start counting over again. And uprois, so tesis, what does that mean? That means avonim hayoytzeis min hageder. If you have these stones that go out from the gate. Also means Hasomach Lebesak Forest, near the cemetery. Ve'ye shom nefel tachasachas min avonim. Most probably there's a nefel, a little kid that was buried there, under one of these stones that's projecting over on top of the wall. Now, v'gozuch ha'chomim tumah l'mala tachasachas min avonim. Af ki sofik tumah v'shutz rabim sveke tor. Like true. Under the stone that the nefel is really buried, if you walk under that stone, you should become tum, it's tumah soil. But if you don't walk under all of them, you just walk under one of them, so it's a suffix if you walked under the stone that has the tumor or not. And since we're talking about now Rishus HaRabim, usually the klal is that a suffix tumor of Rishus HaRabim is Smekei Tor. And here it's only Midi Rabbanan that you become Tamei. So again, since Midrabbanan, you're Tomei, that's why a Nazir is not Megaleach, a Nazir is not Seisir, is Nazirus. Weiter. For Eretz Hamin, then the Mishnah says also that if a Nazir goes outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Hamin, even though the Rabbanan made a Tumah, he has Tumas Mace on him, but still if he's a Nazir, he doesn't have to start counting over again. He can continue counting his Naziris, even though he has this Tumas Eretz Hamin. Iboilu, you have a question like this now. Eretz Hamin, Mishum Avira Gozrolei, Oidilma Mishum Gusha Gozrolei. When the Rabbanan said that if you go out of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Amim, into outside Eretz Yisrael, you become Tomei, the Rabbanan said that land is like a mace, like you're stepping on top of a mace. Is it the pshat that they made a gzera on the avir, on the ear? The ear alone, if you're not even touching the ground, you're just in a box, we'll soon see, you're just in the air of Eretz Amim, you're in Syria, you're in the air there, or the place in the other places there, you're just in the air alone, you become Tomei. I do maybe know Mishum Gusha Gozrolei. The Rabbanan only made the gzera that the ground itself is like a mace. So you only tome if you either touch the mace, or maybe if you're in oil, you're on the top of the ground. But if there'll be a mechitza there, and you're on top of the mechitza, then you become tor. If the Rabbanan only made the gzera Mishum Gusha, means that the ground itself, Gush means the substance, the ground itself, that has a lot like a tumah, like a mace. So if there'd be an oil on top of it, and you would be on top of the oil, you'd be tor. Because if there's an oil there, so that stops the tumah from going up. So if you're on top of the oil, you would become tor. But if the Rabbanan were goyzer mishum avira, that the air of the Eretz Amim alone is tumah, even if you're on top of the mechitza, you'll still become tumah. Mishum avira. So Tosfos says, Eretz Amim al avira gozu. That means to go in Mahalach b'shei de teva migdol. Somebody was going in a box. Kedoylos, big boxes. Yoysim imem so, shei mekablam tuma. That even though the bottom of the box is on the ground, but since the box is bigger than mem so, it's not a kli, it's not mekabal tuma. So if they're made gzera al avira, lemais, you're still in the avir, you're in the ear of Eretz Amim, you'll be tamei. Oyal gesher Eretz Amim. Oh, there's another case. Or ya gesherat, you went over a bridge. Or ya nichnas bekroin, you went in a carriage. Or ya bisvino on a ship. Shechmir, and so if you learn that the tum is mishum avira, then you would be tummy, even though you're not touching the ground itself. Yoysim ibiyoyla meis, kadesh lo yetsim eretz lechutz loretz. What's the reason why the Rabbanan made this gzera? Why did the guys go so machmir to say just in the air alone you tummy, not even if you're over the oretz itself? Because Rabbanu Abachma, they don't want Jews to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they made a gzera that if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're going to become Tamei. You should know the Avir of Chutz Loretz is Tamei. That's one way. I do know Mishum Gusha Dafka. That means Hamayel Al Gusha. Only if you're on top of the ground, Gozru. Kemi Shemayel Al Ameis. Then the Rabbanu's gzera was that the ground of Eretz Amim has a din like a mace. Why? Either Mifnei Mesei Mabu. Either because by the marble or the mason were buried outside Eretz Yisrael, so you have to be afraid that any place you step there, maybe there's a mace from the marble there. Oim if they rave me Yisrael shenegel b'chutz loretz. Real time, even there were Jews buried there. So that's why they made a gzeir in chutz loretz that the ground has locked like a mace. But according to this pshat, avla nichnas b'sheir teva migdol, oim the koran of Yisrina, loim, for if you go in Teretz Amim on top of a ship, or on top of a carriage, or on top of a box, since the bottom is the mechitza, that's mafsik, that stops the bottom tumah from coming up. So if you're on top of that, you would be tor. That's our shayla here. So Tosfos speaks out, even though it's mashma the Gemara in Shabbos, the gozer al gusha v'yal avira, the other Gemara comes out, the Rabbanan will gozer both the ground and the ear. And here in the Gemara we have a doubt about that. Tosfos says, hosam achi prushim, bein l'negeya b'gusha bein mayal agusha, b'loy shum hefsek. Here the Gemara just means they made tumah on the ground if you touch the ground, and Ava there just means who are then if you're standing on top of the ground, but only because you're oil, you're on top of the ground. It's like the ground is a mace, so if you're on top of the mace, you become tummy. But Ava there means only if you're on top of the mace. But let's say over there there'd be a mechitza, there'd be like a big box, and you're on top of the box, from that Gemara on Shabbos could be you be tor. That's our shaila here in the Gemara Nazir. Did the Rabbanan go so far that even though there's no oil from the mace, you're on top of a mechitza, still the Rabbanan stam made a tumma that the avir, the air itself, no matter, even though you're on top of the mechitza, but the air is metamiyu? That's our Gemara Sofak here in Nazir. And the other side is no, maybe the Rabbanan were only goes upon the gush, means the ground that has a din mace. And I was being amazed, not only if you touch the ground, but even if you're right on top of the ground. If you're right on top of the ground, there's also tumas of oil of a mace. So that's our shayla here. If you're on top of a mechitza, or let's say you're going into Eretz Amin, on top of a carriage, where there's a mechitza on bottom, stopping it, are you tumas or not? Tomorrow says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says now, Mishnah, says now Mishnah, you have to sprinkle, you have to be mazah sprinkle on him. The mechat is the third and the seventh day. V'yarmit mishum, so mashmi, you have a tumas mace on you. That's why you need hazor. V'yarmit mishum aviro hazor lomeli. But if you want to tell me the xavier that Rabbanan made a new tumah as far as the ear goes, which that has nothing to do with the mace, because you see your tummy even if you're on top of the mechitza, so that's not a tumas mace. So it's so lomeli. What do we have to have? Hazo, what do you have to sprinkle the mechatas? You don't have a tumas mace. Elalav mishum gusha. There should be a proof that when the Rabbanan made exer in Eretz Amim, it made the ground like a mace. So therefore, if you're mile on top of the ground, you have tumas mace. So that's why you have to have mazda. You have to have sprinkled on you the mechatas the third and seventh day. Samara says, no, this is not a proof. Loi, liyolam emloch. Really, I'll tell you mishum avira. That really could be the Rabbanan will gezer even on the air alone. V'chikatoni, that the Mishnah says you have to sprinkle the third and the fourth, third and the seventh, Ashara, goes on the other tumas, or Beis Apras, or Sichchay Samei, or Parois, but not on Avira. The Mishnah says, Hachin Avim Estav, this could be a proof for this. Midiktoni, the Mishnah also says, V'kelim anogein b'meis, that if you touch kelim, utensils, that touch the mace, also you become tummy. For the Gemara, Hani kelim b'nei azoinun, does these kelim have to have azor? Like, what's going on here? The kelim, we're not talking about a metal keli. So they're not matami was navatum of a mace. You don't have to have hazor. Elishmamina shara. So you see, when the Mishnah says that they have to sprinkle on you the third and the seventh day, it doesn't mean on all the cases. It just means on some of the cases. So it could be on Eretz Amim also that the Xera was only upon the Avira, and therefore it's not Mishra mace. And true, you do not have to have hazor, shlish yushvi.